This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Afghan government in Kabul will be fighting for its life and could well fall to the Taliban after the United States completes its military withdrawal from the country in August. This, according to a U.S. government watchdog charged with monitoring events on the ground. Despite a series of cautiously optimistic assessments by high-ranking U.S. military officials and Afghan leaders, a new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction describes the situation as bleak and echoes concerns that Afghan security forces are not ready to mount any meaningful resistance. Ever since U.S. President Joe Biden announced in April that American combat troops would leave the country, U.S. officials have been careful not to minimize the challenge facing the Afghan government. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says the Afghan military will be able to regain momentum by focusing its efforts on defending urban areas. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sought Thursday to nudge forward security ties with Vietnam that have been slowly deepening as both countries watch China's activities in the South China Sea with growing alarm. Despite closer military relations more than four decades after the Vietnam War ended in 1975, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has said there are limits to the relationship until Hanoi makes progress on human rights. Vietnam has emerged as the most vocal opponent of China's territorial claims in the South China Sea and has received U.S. military hardware, including Coast Guard cutters. A lawyer for the first person convicted under the Hong Kong national security law asked Thursday for no more than 10 years in prison instead of the possible life sentence. The case is being closely watched as China's Communist Party tries to crush pro-democracy. This is VOA News. Armenia's prime minister said Thursday he would request the deployment of Russian border guards along his country's frontier with Azerbaijan to prevent further escalation after new clashes. Last year, Armenia and Azerbaijan fought a six-week war over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. The conflict claimed some 6,500 lives and ended with a Russian-brokered ceasefire that saw Armenia cede territories it had controlled for decades. Malaysia's embattled leader was accused of treason and urged to quit Thursday after the king denounced his crisis-hit government for misleading parliament, a rare public rebuke from the revered monarch. Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin leads a scandal-plagued coalition that seized power last year without an election, but his government is on the verge of collapse after allies withdrew support. Parliament convened this week after a months-long suspension under a coronavirus state of emergency, which critics said was a bid by Muhyiddin to cling on to power. Three people were reported dead Thursday and more than 100 injured as firefighters battled blazes engulfing a Mediterranean resort region on Turkey's southern coast. Officials also launched an investigation into suspicions that the fires that broke out Wednesday in four locations to the east of the tourist hotspot Antalya were the result of arson. Images on social media and Turkish TV showed residents jumping out of their cars and running for their lives through smoke-filled streets lit up by orange flames. Federal workers in the U.S. are expected to be told Thursday they will need to be vaccinated or submit to regular testing for the virus. U.S. President Joe Biden said he'll speak about coronavirus-related matters Thursday. Signs began appearing Thursday in federal buildings, including in the White House briefing room, requesting that even the vaccinated wear masks. China Thursday reported small coronavirus outbreaks driven by the Delta variant in three provinces as a cluster linked to an eastern airport spreads despite mass testing and a vaccination drive. The flare-up has seen 171 cases detected in Jiangsu province, while infections have spread to at least four other provinces. An 8.2 magnitude earthquake struck off the peninsula of the U.S. state of Alaska late Wednesday. The United States Geological Survey said, generating small waves but no major tsunami before all warnings were canceled. The quake hit at 10:15 p.m. Wednesday, about 500 miles from Anchorage, Alaska's biggest city. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.